website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive brisk pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BriskNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, on Monday, Bird and C. Jones, Airdrie Stud Agent, is offering a dozen yearlings, all by stallions that stand at Airdrie Stud. Now, we've been telling you for years and years that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit, and now's the time to find out. Two are from the first crop by Grade 1 winner and millionaire Creative Cause. He's by Giants Causeway. He holds the distinction of having defeated every horse he ever ran against. Not many horses can claim that. There's a colt by Divine Park. Of course, he's the sire of the brilliant, undefeated Grade 1 winner and millionaire Lady Eli, filly by Include. Sire of 7 Grade 1 winners, plus 13 others that have placed in Grade 1 stakes. There are 3 by Sprightstown's crack son, Haynesfield. A Grade 1 winner of over $1,319,000. In fact, he won stakes at 2, 3, 4, and 5. Very doable horse. There are also 3 by Majestic Perfection, one of the fastest runners ever to step on a racetrack, and the sire of a Kentucky Oaks winner in his first crop this year. Rounding out the consignment of is a filly by Proud Citizen. Of course, he's tied 2 Kentucky Oaks winners, one of them an Eclipse Award winner. 14 very nice yearlings with strong black-type pedigrees from a farm that sent a steady procession of high-class stakes winners to the races. Braden C. Jones, Airdrie Stud, Barn 14, Monday. See the website at airdriestud.com.
Capital of the world. It's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, no, away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And its secretary as it went to play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center in the Clocker Stand. It's a drop-dead gorgeous morning. And boy, I tell you what, this weather couldn't get any better than that. Jackie's not here yet. She's on her way in. Filling in is Michael Blowen. He is here early.
I just knew you might need me.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. We got vets coming at 10 o'clock. We got tours. We got all this other kind of stuff. So I'm really glad we're on from 8 to 10 hours.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I am.
I kind of like it myself, you know. I mean, we get home a little bit early and everything, you know. But
sometimes I get so early, the racing form, my free racing form for Sunday hasn't arrived yet.
Well, Jackie's on her way, and she's going to stop by the gate down here where we pick it up.
Fabulous.
See if it's there. And, wow. We'll check it out anyway.
Well, it's been a fabulous week.
I bet it has.
Whoa.
Let me tell people what we're going to do today, though. Thursday, we went to Mirworth Farm. New Vocations had a nice party over
there. Very nice.
And Jackie and I used to, and Jimmy Dryman, we were partners with Jimmy. We had the farm right next door to it, you know, for many years. And I tell you, the farm, the way it looks now, is gorgeous. I mean, they have really, you know, didn't look as good when we were there. Maybe it was the neighbors, but but anyway, it's good. Jimmy Boyd manages it out there. I've got to get Jimmy on. He's been around forever and ever. He was with Don Combs when he's not Don Combs. Don Johnson when he sold that was a $12 million yearling or like that, you know. And that was a big day for Jimmy, I think. But the farm, you drive in and the farm looks great. And when you pull in on the right, all the a bunch of maybe about 16 or 17 horses turned out in there. They look fabulous.
They do a great job.
Yeah.
New Vocations and Anna Ford and Sarah Coleman, all the people over there have done a great job.
Yeah. Well, a little young lady named Melissa King, who gets on most of the horses out there, you know, to convert them over to. She's going to be on the show today at the top of the hour. So.
Oh, great.
So, you know, and I'm looking forward to it because, you know, it's one of those retirement programs like you have, you know. Well, there's no exact, none of them are like you have. You've got all these stallions over there that nobody wants.
And mine are beyond the retraining stage.
Yeah.
I'm beyond the retraining stage, and so are they.
Yeah, well, I think they've got something walked in, kind of look like an infirmary there. When they've got them bandaged and standing around, you know, that they're, this horse has a bow tendon, this has a suspensory problem. You know,
they know how to fix them up. They do a great job. Yeah. I mean, it's really, you know, they're part of the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance, and they do a terrific job. So when somebody calls us about a horse that can be retrained, that's young, coming off the track, you know, call in a second. We've had a couple horses go through that program and be very successful.
That's great. That's great. Well, you had a big weekend.
It was fabulous. What a week. We had Wednesday was Old Friends Day at Kentucky Downs. They set the track record for handle.
Is that right?
And I only bet two races. I don't know how they did it without
Well, you nickel and dime anyway. Who are you kidding?
I know that. But it was so busy. I only got to bet two races. It was the only time in my personal history that I went to a racetrack where there were 13 really good races, and I only bet two of them.
Well, you must have been busy talking.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
How did you guess that?
Well, that's what you do best.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, it was really, really fun. And I want to thank Corey Johnson and Rick Albright and Corey's son CJ and everybody connected with that track for showing such a good time on Wednesday. It was really, really great.
So you got to present the trophy to the winner of the Old Friend Stakes?
Then? Yes. My friend Fred Kuroviak, the trophy itself was worth about $3,000.
Is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe more. I think he had a similar sculpture for sale in his gallery in La Jolla for $5,000. But anyway, can I tell you about two races that were very special?
Yeah.
Well, the last race was the only race we named after a human, and we named it after Dr. Byers. So that was really
that's
nice.
That's nice. Doc looking down, he'd love it.
Yeah, he would love it. Well, as luck would have it, when after Doug passed away, he left a horse to his wife, his widow, Susan.
And they named the
horse after after Doug's mother.
Great.
So I didn't know any of this. But Ben Colebrook, who won the Dr. Byers race with a horse named, hold on a second, I have to look it up, Belle Nuit.
Okay.
And he trains this horse for Susan. He trains the horse named after Doug's mother for Susan. And he won the Dr. Byers.
Oh, is that right?
Told me there's no race in the world he'd rather win more than this one.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Susan is. I mean, I'm just extremely fond of her.
It was really, really great. And then, of course, we had the other races named after Williamstown and Game On Dude. And you know, that was really great. But the feature, you can't make this up, as we often say. The Old Friend Stakes was a $150,000 stakes race, and I thought this horse Skyflight that Mark Cassie had for John Oxley was practically a done deal. He got beat by Departing by a length and a quarter, and you know, he'd been running against the iron. You know, Lockkey beat him by a neck down in at Tampa, and he almost won the Firecracker. He only lost the Sky Classic, a grade two at Woodbine by two lengths, and it looked like he could come in here and just take money home. Aha! But that is why they call it horse racing. Because
all this is boiling down to how he lost his money. Go ahead.
This is because the race was won by a horse named Calamos.
Okay.
Calamos went off at 60-1.
Yeah. Okay.
And he should have gone off at 500-1. He couldn't win optional claimers. He couldn't, you know, on form, you just look at him and go, this can't be true. You know, he came down from Indiana Downs. Samuel Bermudez, the jockey, for some whatever reason, decided it wasn't worth the trip from Indiana down to Kentucky to ride the horse. So Abel Lascano picked up the mount at the last minute. And Calamos was purchased at the November for 2014 breeding sale at Keeneland for $3,000.
Okay. My kind of horse.
Yeah, well, it's so amazing. I mean, Old Friend's a long shot when we started, but this horse is a real long shot. And he's trained by a guy named Edward Bourgeon, and I think he only has one horse.
Uh-huh.
Lives in a trailer park in one trailer. The horse lives in the other trailer.
Is that right?
Yes. And he trains him out of the trailer park.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
And now
obviously he never gets turned out.
He wins $150,000 stakes race.
And does he hot walk that horse in the trailer park?
You know, I got to go up and visit him. I want to see the whole operation. I got to see this in person. Yeah. Walter Matthau is going to come back from the dead to play this guy in the movie.
Okay.
I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. And it was a win and you're in race.
Yeah.
And that meant win and you're in old friends.
Oh.
So, and this is where it gets really touching. He's Mr. Borjan has cancer.
Oh.
And it's kind of nip and tuck. And one of the things that he was concerned about was his horse. This is, oh, by the way, this is his only horse.
It's his only horse.
Yeah.
This is a great story.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about his illness and stuff, and he was a little concerned about his horse. And I said, no, this is a win and you're in race. He says, it is? Thinking, of course, that now his horse is going to go to the Breeders' Cup. I said, no, but every horse that wins this race every year, when the time comes, will get free retirement at Old Friends with no cost to the owner, trainer, anybody else. And we'll give him treat him just like we treat Silver Charm and all the rest of the great champions. So. It worked out really good.
Oh, I bet he loved that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He couldn't hardly lift the trophy.
How old is this horse?
He's, how old? Six.
What's he by?
Empire Maker.
Oh, my goodness.
Empire
yeah.
Maker's won race after race after race.
Yeah.
Have won race after race after race at Kentucky Downs. If you just bet Empire Makers, I think you'd have made serious money.
There's a rumor going around the internet that he's coming back.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, I think somebody said Gainsway might be involved with that. Did you read that too?
Uh-huh.
That would be great.
That would be really, really
horses,
great.
Horses, you know, I mean, he was, you know, the pioneer of the Nile. And the Bodemeisters, my God, look how they're selling. They must literally look great.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're going like hotcakes.
The sale's been amazing.
It's not up that much, but it's been real strong. But, you know, I mean, but it's been strong for the last couple of years. It's a good
sale. The other thing is you get a lot of different buyers now. There's a whole series of new buyers, and there's a whole lot of new blood, I think, over there coming into the game, and that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. The chargebacks were up a little bit in the book one, but, you know, that'll level off. A lot of the people that sell in book one, these are a lot of people with big stables, you know, and they, you know, if they're not happy with what they're getting, they'll race them.
Yes.
And that's the reason there's more chargeback, you know, but, well, anyway.
But that was really good. And then let's see, what else is happening that's interesting? Well, we're working on the expansion over at the farm. So if anybody wants to come over and see, got a couple of new roads under the new property. And
now, I knew you go all the way up to Ironworks now, is that it? Yeah. Okay. Now the first piece of property you got that was adjacent to you, as you face it on the left. You know,
yes.
That didn't go up that far, right?
No.
No. Okay. Now
two additional sections. That section, and that's the section that we're really working on now. And then when we get done with that section, we'll move up to the next section.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Wow. And then we can start.
Golly gee.
I'll be begging for money every day. I'll have to come on every day.
So what else is new?
Yeah, I know.
Let me take a break here real quick, Michael. Last Sunday at the Curragh, the Group 1 Vincent O'Brien National Stakes was won by Air Force Blue, a two-year-old colt by Warfront. That same day, the Group 3 Bold Venture Stakes at Woodbine went to Stack Deck, a four-year-old son of First Samurai. Bred by Stone Farm and sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $490,000, Air Force Blue was a dominating winner, posting his second graded stakes win on his way to a probable juvenile championship. He is one of 11 2015 stakes winners, six of them graded stakes winners, four of them grade one winners by Warfront. Stack Deck was bred by Bruce Lunsford. First Samurai is also the sire of Lee, a grade one winner that increased his earnings to more than $2 million with his second in the grade one Woodbine Mile last Sunday. 2015 stakes winner Carve, he's earned over $959,000 and still going. Get Happy Master, winner of the greatest stakes out at Santa Anita this year, and he sired three millionaires. Warfront and First Samurai both stand at Claiborne Farm. Look for yearlings by the Claiborne sires at Keeneland. And for more information, get in touch with Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. What have I got this out of? Stacked out of place here, you know. Well, we'll talk a little bit about our friends over at the Hopewell Company. We've had our insurance with them. Jackie and I since we moved down to Bourbon County. That's about, 30 years ago? Nah, it hadn't been quite 30 years. Right at 30 years ago, but anyway, a long time. And when we moved down there, we wanted to do business with local people, and we had some good friends down in Bourbon County. And we said, who should we talk to? And without any hesitation, all of them said the Hopewell Companies. So I'll tell you about the Hopewell Company. It's an independent insurance agency, and they don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies that offer the best coverage at competitive prices. And folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. They cover everything for us, the house and cars and barns, farm equipment, liability. That's Joe and Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company, and they're great people to fool with. I tell you what, you couldn't bribe us to move there, and they've just done everything. You know, I've had a couple of little fender benders during the last 30 years. Been a while, believe me. And I just called Ted and say, oh, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. And I never hear anything more about it, you know. And when you got an insurance company that's independent like that, and they place their insurance around to these reputable companies, and they want to keep that business. They want to keep Hopewell's business. So whenever there's a claim or anything, you don't have to worry about it. Believe me, it's taken care of. Well, let me tell you how to get in touch with them. First of all, you can call them this is an 859 number, 987-2347, or you can stop by the office over in Main Street, 820 Main Street in Parrish. You can't miss it. You go by the YMCA, and it's in the next block on the right. And you talk to Joe or Ted McLean, and they'll do a great job for you. I guarantee it. Well, another great outfit down at in Bourbon County is Indian Creek. And Monday at Keeneland, they're offering 8 raised-to-run yearlings from strong black-type families. You can take a look at them at Barn 14. They're by Candy Ride, Medalli d'Oro, Taylor the Cat. Incidentally, champion sire Taylor the Cat was bred, raised, and sold by Indian Creek. There's another one by Champion Sprinter Midnight Luke, Champion Sprinter Spitestown, had another stakes winner yesterday, Eclipse Award winner Blame, Tappet's Young Son, Trap Shot, and Congrats, or Grade 1 Sire, he's by AP Indy. The Cobalt Medaglia d'Oro, who currently ranks second on the sire list, is a half-brother to a graded stakes winner out of a half-sister to a Hall of Famer, Go Sapper. Now, that's a nice family. Candy Ride, third on the sire list, is the sire of a colt out of a Saratoga stakes winner. The Spitestown filly is also a half-sister to a New York stakes winner. That Blame colt, he's a super individual. You're going to have to take a look at him. He's out of a young stakes place mare from the family of Pulpit. Man, that's Claiborne breeding there. Superior, solid consignment, and they sell Monday. Then go to Barn 45 to see the Indian Creek yearlings that sell on Wednesday. They have youngsters by Hat Trick, Artie Schiller, Macho Uno, Munnings, Flatter, Street Boss, Drosselmeyer, Trap Shot, Warrior's Reward. They raise and sell runners at Indian Creek. Been doing it for years, so check the website at IndianCreekKY.com. Then go to Barn 14 in Keeneland and buy yourself a runner.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lely.
All righty. Well, Susie the Clocker's back, getting bracing herself for the onslaught.
She's doing her push-ups, getting ready,
yeah.
And her jumping jacks.
Warm-ups.
She doesn't want to pull a muscle while she's clocking.
I know what she's got a full page over there. Now that means about 35 works this morning, I guess. And I know the feeling when that happens in the morning. You come in and your stomach is all kind of a little queasy, and you think, oh, my God, here they come. And then here they do come. And they all stand up on the clocker stand right here in front of you. Boy, you can't see a diddly squat, you know. I mean, you feel like getting out there and shoving them over the rail. But
now, let's try and be a little more hospitable.
Well, that's
the people that support this institution.
This is a clocker stand. It's not a grandstand, you know, but they don't know. And no, you know, Susie.
You should put up that sign.
Susie.
You should put up that sign.
Say this is a clocker stand, not the grandstand.
Yeah,
Susie's so nice, you know. I mean, she just gets out there among them and gets a Joan. I used to raise a little hell when I was doing it.
I'm working on it. I'm going to be just like you in a little while.
She said she's going to be. Susie just said she's going to be just like me. Well, they wouldn't be used to that. You'd shock them all, Susie. All right. Well, see, here they come right now. Here comes Jeff McKay. Is that Jeff?
Yeah.
No, I don't know these two guys.
Yeah, you do.
When they get closer and you can actually see them, you'll recognize
my
them.
My eyes are very good.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. I've got lens in my eyes, you know. I've got lens in both eyes.
Yeah, but you have to look through your glass to see them. You got it down on your nose. You're looking over the top.
Well, no. This is just for reading.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just for the really small type. I need some, you know, these are my Walmart special glasses, you know. And if you go to Walmart, you know, in your shop, it's Wally Marte. You know.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, let's see. What else we got going on? Well, first of all, we got tours all week. So anybody that wants to come out and visit, that would be great. Our certificates for War Emblem came in. I should have brought one over. I'll bring one next week.
Bob Baffert. Trying to sell me one?
Well, I know that's impossible. So,
what are you talking about? You're the only guy in the world who got $100 out of me on my own birthday.
I know that was bad.
I mean, you want to talk about a con man. He had a birthday party for him and charged me $100.
It was a fun party.
That was a coup.
It was a little reversal on the usual custom.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, on Tuesday. This is kind of nice. On Tuesday night at Joseph Beth, Rick Capone, who wrote the book about the history of old friends, is going to be at Joseph Beth, and we're going to sign copies of the book and talk about the farm and the book on Tuesday night.
On this coming Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you should have said something about that earlier. Jackie would have had a note on that, you know.
Well,
okay.
It's been.
She's probably listening. She'll get it when she gets. She was on her way in.
Oh, good. Well, I think that should be fun, and it's just going to be a very, very busy time from all the way from now all the way up to the Breeders' Cup. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Toyota is going to give us a grant.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not supposed to say much about it yet, but they're going to make the announcement when the Lexus is announced in October. The new Lexus. They're going to build it in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And let's see, what else?
Boy, I saw a Camry the other day that was drop-dead gorgeous. I mean,
if you've never taken the tour of that Toyota plant, I'm not interested in cars, as you can tell by what I drive. But it's amazing to watch them put a car together on that tour. It's a really fascinating thing. It's a mixture of, you know, computers and automation and humans and teamwork. And it's just astounding to watch them do it.
Yeah, it would be fascinating. You know, I'm like you, though. I'm driving a 13-year-old car. I'm too tight to buy a car.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and we're very, very grateful to them. So what else is going on? We're waiting to get War Emblem home, and he should be home mid to late October.
Okay. Before the Breeders' Cup.
If everything goes right,
Yeah.
We're hoping. So we'll see how that goes. I'm a mixed feeling about that because on one hand, it would be great to have him here before the Breeders' Cup. On the other hand, you know, with the 2 weeks going into the Breeders' Cup, we're mobbed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just mobbed. And you want to let him, give him a chance to settle down, and everybody's going to want to see him. So, I don't know. You know, it would be great to have him here before then, but it would probably be better for him if he waited another week. But anyway, we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got winners of all three Triple Crown races out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got the horses that beat him. We got Sarava who beat War Emblem
in the
Belmont.
Paddocks next to each other.
Oh, I was thinking about having match races every Saturday at 1.
Oh.
Relive the past. Yeah. You know, if Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus can play celebrity old-time golf, why can't they have old-time horse races, you know?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, but I guess.
I'll tell you, it was great yesterday watching a nice horse named Star Spangled Heat who ran in the Breeders' Cup Turf. I think finished third last year.
Was that down at Kentucky Downs?
No.
No.
That was the Breeders' Cup's never been at Kentucky Downs.
No. Oh, I said you were watching him run.
No. I watched him run yesterday with Game On Dude.
Around his paddock at the farm. Okay.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
The horses at Kentucky Downs are doing great, all four, all of them. There's a woman down there named Lisa Salma that takes great care of them. So if you're down in that end of the state and you want to stop by, they give tours every day there at 11 o'clock.
Did they build a barn farm or shed, run-in shed? Or?
Oh, you have to see it. They get the run of the place. Well, since they only have 5 days of racing, every other day they have any barn they want.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know, And Lisa has this great arrangement where she has this one barn where she just lets them loose inside the inside the barn. They can go into any stall they want and walk around and see each other. And it's amazing to watch how they socialize.
Oh, gosh.
She leaves all the stall doors open.
Yeah. How many acres do they have down there, anyway?
Quite a few. I mean, we could probably double our population down there.
Yeah.
They could probably take five more.
Yeah. They've got four now.
Is that five.
It? Five.
Who are they exactly?
Ball Four is down there.
Okay.
Thornfield's down there, the Canadian Horse of the Year. Sergeant Burt's down there, who still holds a track record, I think, for 5.5 furlongs at Keeneland.
Is that right?
And he's been doing it really, really well. And then I'm trying to think. They have one horse down there that never was up at our main farm. He came directly there, and he won a big stakes race at Kentucky Downs. So that's how he got there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So. But they're getting along great, and they're running great, and you know, people really like them down there, and we're getting great support from tourism down in Simpson County, and also here, obviously, in Georgetown, where they've been supporting us for a long time.
Right. Because,
you know, people really love coming to see these horses.
Yeah.
They just...
You were right. I thought it was a screwy idea when you first came.
It might still be a screwy idea. The screwy ideas work occasionally.
Yeah.
And then, this week the Lewises came. Jeff Lewis, Robert and Beverly Lewis's son, came to see Silver Charm.
Okay.
And of course, Jeff and his wife, Marge, were instrumental in getting him home and paid for everything. So they came to see him. And Samantha Siegel's coming over the next day or two to see Arson Squad and Rail Trip.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Sounds like fun.
It is fun. It's fun. You know, the horses are really looking great. Tim's doing a great job. Carol's doing a great job. Yoel, Antonio, James, Wade, everybody's all chipping in and doing a great job, and that's why these horses look so good.
Yeah.
Because if they come to the farm and the horses don't look good, that's not so good.
Well, that's right, yeah. you're talking about Tim Wilson, your manager, is the horse he's got training for Doc, is they run her back yet?
No, she's retired.
Oh, they retired her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's retired.
Oh, my God. Scoot over. Here she comes.
Yeah. I told him he could have it. But I have to give you this. This is the best present you're ever going to get.
What is it?
I'm going to give it to you now.
All right. Best present I'm ever going to get.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the best present you're ever going to get. A blank check.
A blank check. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Now, you have to open it up. This was in fabulous condition. I looked at your copy over here. It hardly can breathe anymore. And so this happened to come my way. I had an opportunity. And
well,
so
thank you.
It hasn't even been opened yet.
This is it looks like it's in mint condition.
It
even has a box of the cups.
It's number 494 of 1,000 copies.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's signed by the artist who did the drawings and by Red Smith.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, thank you, Michael. I cherish this. This was racing by Joe Palmer. And like you say, the one copy I have over here, I've got it scotch taped together.
It was pretty pathetic.
Yeah, well, that's
the difference between a grade one and a $3,500 claiming book.
Well, this is great. Thank you so much. This is a great present. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, we're very grateful to everything you've done for us from the beginning. And even though you thought it was a crazy idea, Ursa, from the beginning, you let me come on from the beginning. And without you, we'd never be where we are now, but for absolutely sure.
Well, I don't know about that, but
no, it's true.
You know, I certainly thank you so much.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to stand in your way, but that was for sure. It's great.
Well, I'm going now.
All right,
I gotta go see the vets and see Tim and try and get some of my work done before I fall asleep at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, wait till Jackie sees this; she'll go ooh and ah. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Russell.
I really appreciate that. Well, from Eclipse Award winner Clothes Hatches to the undefeated two-year-old Antono, First Defense has sent a steady procession of Superior Stakes winners to the races. Clothes Hatches, in addition to winning an Eclipse Award, also won the Classic Mother Goose Stakes and four other Grade 1 events for earnings of over $2,700,000. Antono won Group Stakes in France on September 8th, and easily outclassing her rival. She won by 2.5 lengths. This was her second start, and she's had been named a rising star by Thoroughbred Daily News after taking her debut by 6.5 lengths. She is a filly with great potential. But when you see a first defense yearling walk into the ring at Keeneland, take a good look, because the odds are pretty darn good you're looking at a runner. The same holds true for the Mizzen Mass. Of course, he's sired 7 Grade 1 winners. He sired the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races. First defense and Mizzen Mass stand at Judmont Farm. For more on these two successful sires, call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fried, 859-272-7629, and take a look at the website at judmont.com. Well, everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Van Service. I know about him. I've been doing business with him for, I guess, about 50 years now. Great people. They've been in business for just about that long. I remember when they started out over on Versailles Road behind a gas station over there. Well, the number of breeding trips made by Sally Vans down through the years, I've got running, Jackie took exception to this, runs into the millions. I bet you they've made over 1 million breeding trips. I don't know how we'd figure that out, but down through the, you can't go out on the road now during the, during the breeding season without seeing a Sally Van. And of course, they've taken care of all these yearlings, hauling them out there too. During that time, many of the best thoroughbreds that ever stepped on a racetrack have enjoyed a safe ride on a Sally Van. And did you know that they also service your vans and trailers or your diesel trucks and so forth at Sally Vans? And for that matter, they can take care of just about anything that has to do with a trailer or your diesel truck. What you need to do is give them a call and ask them about that, 859-255-9406. They do a great job of taking care of your trailers and your vans, too, because they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for years, and they're conveniently located right here in Lexington. And when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally Van is in tip-top condition, and it'd make yours that way, too. And the person behind the wheel, this is the best part, is an experienced driver and an experienced horseman. And that's why for well over 60 years now, Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. Well, here's one to watch. Last Sunday at Churchill, a filly named Rilla, R-I-L-L-A, a 2-year-old filly. She's by Drosselmeyer. Won a maiden special in her first start in game fashion. She bested the promising Spritestown filly Banner Waving by 3 parts of a length. You're going to be hearing more about those two fillies soon. Villa is from the first crop by Drosselmeyer. Others include Stakes Place maiden special winner Copper Cajun. Fine Joy, winner first time out of a maiden special at Pimlico, won by 4.5 lengths. Heartbreaker Girl, winner of her first start at Gulfstream Park by over 6 lengths. Plus 4 that are placed, all of them in maiden specials. Drosselmeyer, like Villa, broke his maiden as a 2-year-old at Churchill Downs, then went on to win the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes and the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. And that's a feat accomplished by only Drosselmeyer and AP Indy. Now, that's pretty good company. Sired by champion sire to start of humor and out of the multiple Grade 1 winner Golden Ballet, Drosselmeyer stands at Windstar Farm. Take a good look at the yearlings at Keeneland, at his yearlings and yearlings by the other Windstar stallions, and call Kyle Wilson or Sean Tugel or Carolyn Walsh out of Windstar Farm, 859-873-1717. See the website windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
All righty. Let's see. What am I going to do here? Jackie hadn't got here yet. She must have had a pause along the way. I tell you what we'll do. We'll just take care of the KTA right now and do a little segment for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. It's Chauncey Morris, and we'll give you the names of the breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners over the past weekend and during the week, as far as that goes. And we'll start out at Churchill Downs, where the Iroquois Stakes for 2-year-olds, colts, was won by Cocked and Loaded. He's by Colonel John. That's Colonel John, a Grade 1 stakes-winning son of Tears now. It stands at Windstar Farm. And this colt was a fairly easy winner, won by 2 lengths over a nice field of 11 two-year-old colts. He was bred by a friend of mine, Bob Austin and John Whitty. Bob was out from out west. I believe he was from, Oklahoma. But anyway, he moved back out that way, out in that direction. Let's see. The grade two Pocahontas, also at Churchill Downs, went to Dothraki Queen. That's a filly. She's by Pure Prize, bred by the Liberty Road Stables. The grade two Natal Mistakes at Woodbine was won by Catch a Glimpse. That's a City Zip filly. Another two-year-old. This one bred by Branch Equine. The grade two Sands Point Stakes winner, Sentiero Italia. That is a three-year-old filly by Medaglia d'Oro, bred by Darley. The grade three Bold Venture Stakes at Woodbine went to Stack Deck. Stack Deck by First Samurai, who stands at Claiborne Farm. This one bred by Bruce Lunsford. I think he brewed this one, probably raised over at Claiborne, too. I think Mr. Lunsford boards his horses there. The grade three Kentucky Turf Cup Stakes, the Big Hoss won that. Four-year-old colt treated by a Lemon Drop Kid, bred by Gary and Mary West Stables. Don Combs just walked in. Morning, Don.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're doing great. Lady Baltimore Stakes winner went to Interrupted. That's a four-year-old filly by Broken Vow, bred and owned by Pin Oak Stud. Interrupted is out of an alternate. Oh, this is a half-sister to Alternation, out of Alternate by Seattle Slough. Well, that's nice. That horse, of course, Alternation, first foals arrived over at Pin Oak this year. But good-looking horse and multiple graded stakes winner. He's by Distorted Humor. Well, congratulations to Pin Oak Stud. The Laurel Dash Stakes winner, Spring to the Sky, is a 6-year-old horse by Langford, bred by the Phillips Racing Partnership. The River City Stakes at Louisiana Downs went to Haunted Heroine. It's a Ghost Zapper filly, a 4-year-old, bred by Phoenix Rising Farms. The Sunday Silent Stakes at Louisiana Downs, winner went to Uncle Brenny. That's a 2-year-old colt in the first crop by Uncle Mo. That's his third stakes winner from his first crop. And this colt was a fairly easy winner, beat a field of 12, bred by Doug Branham and Felicia Branham. Uncle Mo, of course, champion 2-year-old of his year, stands over at Ashford Stud. His other two stakes winners are both graded stakes winners, including a grade one winner. The Happy Ticket Stakes at the Louisiana Downs went to Sarita by Indigo Shiner, bred by Calumet Farm. The Contender Stakes at Los Alamitos went to Mr. Vidair, a 2-year-old colt from, he's one of my favorite horses, a Ghost Zapper, bred by a gentleman named, if I can pronounce it, Hans Poetsch. Poetsch. I'm guessing. Do you see that, Jackie?
Yeah, this was racing. Oh, my goodness.
Look at that thing. Wouldn't you?
It's a leather-bound one.
Leather-bound. I mean, it's that's...
Oh, that's beautiful. My word.
Getting back to this.
I wonder where he stole that.
The Locust Grove Stakes at Churchill Downs went to Frivolous. That's a 5-year-old mare by Empire Maker. Bred by G. Watts Humphrey Jr., and there's a rumor that this mare won this by 8 lengths. It's another runner by Empire Maker, Belmont Stakes winner, bred by Judmont Farm. The Kentucky Downs Lady Sprint Stakes went to Sky Treasure by Sky Mesa, bred by Ed Seltzer. The Dueling Grounds Derby, Closing Bell won that. That's a 3-year-old colt by Tappet, bred by Will Farish and the Lazy F Ranch. The Allied Forces Stakes, Ready for Rye. 3-year-old by City Zip, bred by, oh my goodness, I'll never be able to pronounce this. Can I spell it for you? It's the Society Agriculture Santa Elena Day, CHIMBARONGOLTDA.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit is right. Well, anyway, it's the Sky Mesa, I got that right. The Temperance Hill Invitation Stakes went to Tacticus, an APND. And that's a colt, 4-year-old, bred by Flaxman Holdings. The Small Wonder Stakes at Delaware Park. Lookout Sister won that. A 2-year-old filly by Giants Causeway, bred by Prairie Star Racing and Giants Causeway Syndicate. And, of course, Giants Causeway stands over at Ashford Stud. Champion sire 3 times. Topped the 2-year-old sire list last year. So, him getting a 2-year-old stakes winner is not anything new for Giants Causeway. The George Rosenberger Memorial went to Empress Maker. That's another Empire Maker, a 4-year-old filly. This one bred by Forging Oaks. The governor's day stakes at Delaware Park went to Ain't Got Time by Roman Mueller, bred by Ed Seltzer and Beverly Anderson. Excuse me. The HBPA sprint stakes at Canterbury went to Candy Ruby by the very successful Candy Ride, bred by Mercedes Stables. The British Columbia Oaks at Hastings win a Heroes Amour by Street Hero, bred by Young Quan Cho and June Park, raised over at Hartwell Farm. And the Shakopee's Juvenile Stakes at Canterbury. Storm Nation won that, bred by Mercedes Stables, and that's a 2-year-old colt by Stormy at Atlantic. The Premier Cup handicap went at Zia, went to Forest Mouse by Teton Forest, bred by Bull Lane from down in Bourbon County. The Old Friend Stakes at Kentucky Downs on Wednesday. Calamos, that's the race that Michael was talking about. 6-year-old horse by Empire Maker. That's 3 Empire Makers that won stakes over the weekend. Well, this one's on Wednesday, but we'll count it anyway. And this one bred by Judmont Farms. $102 to win. Longest shot in the Finop. There was one in there. The horse that ran last was 60 to 1. He was just 50 to 1. Bargain. All right. Well, De Hare and Intadab have both proven their ability to sire graded stakes winners. And Albertus Maximum has already sired a stakes winner in his first crop. 2-year-olds this year. De Hare sired the multiple graded stakes winner Gypsy Robin in his first crop. She earned over $598,900. And she's gone on. He has gone on to sire an impressive 14% stakes horse from starters. His Mamdula has won the 2015 renewal of the correction stakes. She's also placed in the Grade 2 Distaff and a Grade 3 Vacancy this year, all three in New York. She's earned over $325,000 to date. Intadab counts Greater Good, a multiple graded stakes winner, more than $546,000, and Head Hard Hoof, a graded stakes winner, over $519,000 among his top runners. He sires sound horses. Over 84% of Intadab's foals have made it to the races, and 12% of those that make it there win a place in stakes. The first starter from the first crop by Albertus Maximus won stakes. That's a grand beginning for that winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Derby Mile. All three stand at Shadwell Farm. Give stallion manager Ken Barnes over at 859-224-4585. He'd be glad to talk to you, ask him about breeding incentives. See the website at shadwellfarm.com. Hey, Jackie, you want to let me rest my tackles and you can talk about my good friend over Ralph Quillen's?
Yeah, that's nice. Speaking of leather things, that this was racing is leather. That's amazing. That's a beautiful thing.
Isn't that right?
And speaking of leather, she segued into that like a champ.
I got to say nice things about Michael Blowen for a few days now.
I know. Well, anyway, Quillen Leather and Tack is in Paris, Kentucky. Third stoplight straight into town. Look over to the left. It's a gray building. Gray. Used to be a house, I think. It's real nice looking. Anyway, they are a huge dealer in leather goods. I mean, they do like 20,000 halters that they ship out. And you can go out there at the sales and check out, you know, 1,500 of them. They have all kinds. They have stallion, yearling, sale, show stuff. I mean, they've got every kind of track halter and turnout halter that you can imagine. And then you get the nameplate on them. And then you get the mares to get an X strap with their nameplate on them. And you pretty soon you know which one's which. They got great shanks. They've got twitches. Of course, we don't need twitches yet. Full muzzles, weanling turnout, and, of course, the next sales. There'll be more sales this fall, plenty of stuff. So, check them out at Quillen.com, Quillin.com, and also go down to the beer saloon called Rooster Brew. That's Ralph's fun new toy. Just go straight through town. You can't miss it. It's down near a couple of the churches, you know, about a block from the Methodist, about a block from the Presbyterian. You won't miss it. So that's QuillenLeather.com, 800-729-0592.
All righty. If you want an early return on your investment, take a look at the stallion staying at Ashford Stud. Here's why. Take a look at Scat Daddy and Giant's Causeway and Uncle Moe. All of them side 2-year-old stakes winners over the weekend. Conquest Daddy, a Copa Scat Daddy, won the Grade 2 Summer Stakes at Woodbine. Scat Daddy is not only the nation's leading sire of 2-year-olds for money won, but also for the number of winners, with 20, five of them stakes winners. All told, he's the sire of 19 stakes winners this year, 11 of them graded stakes winners, 4 grade 1. Giant's Causeway is the sire of Lookout Sister, winner of Delaware's Small Wonder Stakes. Giant's Causeway, you may recall, was the nation's leading sire of 2-year-olds last year. He's the sire of 13 2015 stakes winners, 9 of them graded stakes winners, and ranks 4th on the sire list. Of course, he's topped that sire list 3 times. Uncle Bernie is the 3rd stakes winner from the first crop by a leading freshman sire of 2015, Uncle Moe. Uncle Moe's other first crop stakes winners are undefeated Nyquist, winner of the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, and Grade 2 winner, the Grade 2 Best Pal. He won that too. Uncle Vinny, and winner of Saratoga's Grade 3 Sanford Stakes, is another Uncle Moe. So watch for yearlings by the Ashford Stud Stallions at the Keenan Sales. And for more information, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursa Lellis.
All right. Hey, Jackie, you want to do a little...
Sure.
Your announcements now, and I'll kind of get out there and maybe help with the clock in a little bit, although
yeah.
It looks like the dust might have settled.
Well, track man's here.
But sometimes it takes more than two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can go out there and screw it up.
Go for it. Don't walk off with earphones. You'll get your head jerked back.
Shut up.
All righty. Today's the 19th. Tomorrow's the 20th, Sunday, September 20th. New Vocations is having their second annual Hunter Pace at Nori Sheffel's Sheffel Ridge Farm out in Bourbon County. Everybody knows where it is. There's no pre-registration. Tons of fun stuff. It will be a wonderful afternoon. Nori has got this gift for naming things, and she has named this, because of the kids, the Not Very Scary Hunter Pace. So she's terrific at that. In case you don't know, you take 460 runs between Paris and Georgetown, and Centerville is close to the Paris side. And when you get to Centerville, you go on out. That's Russell Cave. Go out and turn left at the first opportunity, and she's down there on the right. It's a great idea. Oh, I got to mention this too. October the 24th and 25th is called the Thoroughbred Makeover. That's a show. It's a horse show. But a lot of the new vocations and the rerun horses that have been redone and found new careers will be at this show. And I had given new vocations Philly several years ago and found a wonderful home for her up in Michigan, little girl. I think she got her when she was like a freshman in high school and she just graduated. Sweet people. They're coming to the Thoroughbred Makeover, so I get to see the old filly. She'll probably kick me, but anyway. Today at the Horse Park is Kentucky National Hunter Jumper Show. It's in the covered arena and the walnut ring. That goes through, let's see, today's the 19th, tomorrow's the 20th. It wraps up. Also, Franklin County High School Cross Country Invitational is going on. Next week, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, is the 31st Annual National Mounted Police Colloquium. So if you want to go out there and colloque with the Mounted Police, just get your little self out there. Jumpstart horse trials start the 25th. Now, there is Bluegrass Farms Charities has a fundraiser called Racino 2015. It's presented by Keeneland. It's October 17th. Boy, everything's going on in October. I mean, October, you're not going to be able to get through town. This is at Griffin Gate. And it guest of honor, Governor and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones. So that's really a nice thing. Get your tickets, www.bgf, that's Bluegrass Farm Charities, bgfc, ky.org. They'd like for you to get them by October 14th. Take your checkbook. They're $125 a piece. Today is the big day at the 8th Annual Bourbon County Secretariat Festival in Paris, today and tomorrow. It's a real fun thing. Take your kids and go out for a wonderful day. They will be having equine exhibits, a silent auction of equine memorabilia, and celebrity autograph signing. Now, Penny Chenery is going to be there, Ronnie Turcotte, Charlie Davis, and John Kruger, Billy Turner, Pat Day, Chris McCarron, saw him a couple days ago. He's going. And Jacinto Vasquez and other celebrities will be there. Also, they are having Claiborne Farm and Edina Spring Farm Tours. They will leave from the fairgrounds throughout the day. Now, the fairground, Bourbon County Fairgrounds, take the bypass when you get to Paris. Go around the end of the bypass. It smacks dead end. Turn right and go down, oh my goodness, like two city blocks or something. I don't know. You'll see it. It's the Bourbon County Fairgrounds. Turn right and go on up in there and you'll find it. They are also going to have a silent auction. They got tons of kids' activities, a trade show, food, entertainment. It's a lot of fun stuff. And five direct descendants of Secretariat were going to perform in equestrian discipline. Spectators will be awed by the intelligence, trainability, talent by these former racehorses. So head out to Paris today.
Well, there's an open house at Spendthrift Farm from 1 to 3 all through the Keeneland sale. Never too early to make plans for the 2016 breeding season, so go take a look at the stallions there. They offer a wide variety of bloodlines, and the folks will do everything in their power to accommodate you. Be sure to ask about the popular breeding programs originated by Spendthrift, programs that have earned Spendthrift the reputation of being the breeder's farm. Spendthrift's Share the Upside program and Breed Secure program have proven to be immensely popular with breeders. And as a result, the Spendthrift stallions receive every opportunity to become successful sires. Starting tomorrow with Keeneland's Book 3, you can find yearlings by the Spendthrift stallions Arch, 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 Dominus, Into Mischief, Line of David, Malibu Moon, Patio Prado, Temple City, Tisway, Warrior's Reward, and Wilburn, all available for your inspection during the open house. And the younger stallions out there, also there for your inspection. So just call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. Check the website at spendthrift.com. We'll see you at the open house. Lubricin. Boy, I tell you what, the horses running on that, on Lubricin, are winning grade one stakes. We had three win grade one stakes just the other day. And I tell you what, that's a... I can talk all I want to, but when they get it done on the racetrack, that's what's important. Lubricin is also a Reborn, is another excellent product. Both of them developed by one of the nation's top veterinarians, Dr. Steve Allday. And they're endorsed by many owners and trainers and vets. And both are all natural. You don't have to worry about the, you know, they're test free. You don't have to worry about going to the spit box with Lubricin. With Reborn, Lubricin helps sustain the integrity of joint fluid, and it can reduce the cost of, you know, acid injections and things like that. And some of the trainers that use it include Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendoffer and Mike Maker. That's just to mention a few of them. I know several of them out here at the training center that use it, mostly the ones that are successful. And they have it for humans also. I take it. Jackie takes it. Tastes good, and keeps us kind of greased up, too, and we need all the help we can get at our age. Of course, I'm a little bit older than Jackie, maybe a month or two.
Are we doing this on how we look or feel, or what's the criteria? You're 10 out of 10 on the how I feel.
So, anyway, if you can try that Lubricin, go to Lubricin.com, Lubricin.com, and look up about it. You can buy it at Old Friends or KBC here in Lexington or the Horse Sense down in Versailles. Now, as far as Reborn goes, it's 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. safe, easy to use. And what it does, it builds up an immune system. And you'd start your folds on it as far as that goes. Remember that during the breeding season. And start your folds. You know, they always run out of colostrum around here. And but it's because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, it helps build up the immune system and provides a maximum efficiency and what a quicker recovery from physical challenges. Two great products, reborne.com, and you can also get that at Old Friends KBC or at Horse Sense down in Versailles, Kentucky. Well, last Saturday, Law, $150,000 Lady Baltimore Stakes was won by Interrupted, a four-year-old filly by Broken Vow, and the next day at Gulfstream, Fear of the Cowboy, a three-year-old colt by Cowboy Cal, won the three Chop Stakes. Interrupted has won five of her nine starts, two stakes. She's placed in Greatest Stakes. She's a half-sister to Alternation, a multiple Greatest Stakes winner and millionaire, and she descends from the same female family as her sire, Broken Vow. Now, Broken Vow and Interrupted and Alternation were all bred by Pin Oak Stud and all descend from the grand producer Strike a Pose, a foundation mare out there. Fear the Cowboy broke his maiden as a two-year-old Gulfstream Park, and in two starts this year, the same track, he was a closing second, first time out, and then he won the three Chop Stakes, won by widening 3 1/4 lengths. Cowboy Cow's also the sire of a pair of two-year-old stakes winners this year. In Marquee Miss, winner of the Arlington Washington Lassie Stakes in her first start, and a simple surprise, winner of Saratoga's Bolton Landing Stakes. So you'll find yearlings by Broken Vow and by Cowboy Callie Keenan. Well, for more information about these two fine studs, call Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lelis.
Jackie?
Back to me.
Back to you, Jackie. But...
okay, Riding for Hope. That's the thing for the handicapped out at the horse park. They are having their annual Halloween trail ride and use tax sale. Now, that's going to be October the 10th. You know what they've done? They used to have it on Halloween. And it looks like they've moved it up because of Breeders' Cup and everything. And that's a good idea. You know?
Yeah.
October the 10th. And, of course, you take kids out there. Well, grown-ups get it. They get dressed up as much as the kids do. Riding, you know, in costumes and all that kind of stuff. Bring your own horse and join other riders on the scenic winding trails at the horse park. The ride begins, oh, okay, this is pretty cool, at the CKRH Indoor Arena. So you go up there, I guess everybody meets, check in at 8. Tax sale opens at 8, 9 to 3, trail ride open to riders, 2 o'clock, horse and riders, costume class, 3 o'clock, you got to get out of there. That's what it says. All riders must be off the trail. So, it's just super fun. Been before. Rider contribution, $35 until September 30th. And $45 after that. It's really a super-duper-duper-duper organization. They do a lot of good. Betsy was here doing... you know, therapy, she did, Riding for Hope, and it was very beneficial. Thoroughbred Club America honored guest at their dinner is Tom Durkin. That's Tuesday, September 29th. That's a week from this Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock at the Keeneland Entertainment Center. Give them a call. Wait a minute. First, thethoroughbredclub.com or 254-4282. Now, upcoming stakes. I don't know why that's in here.
Oh, that's something that I stuck in there, Bob.
I know what it was.
Looking on the back, I think it was you wrote on there or something.
Oh, yeah. That's the new vocations thing out at Nori Sheffels tomorrow. I'm going to run over and check it out because it's a lot of fun.
At Nori's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And... let's see, they had their Thoroughbred-only charity horse show on the 12th, and of course, that's right, tomorrow is their Open Hunter Pace at Nori's, and she does such a good job. It looks really nice out there. She has taken great open fields and mowed them in places and put trails in places. You know, I think she's got a good 20 acres back there. Mm-hmm. And they've got all kinds of cross-country jumps that you can take. Or, you know, I guess they say you do this one, this one, this one. But it's – and, oh, if you're going to do it, you can go out today. Today's the mini trial and combined test, but you can go out today and do the cross-country schooling. So that's wonderful. Oh, we're here at Thoroughbred Center, and they are supplying fence materials. They got posts. They got planks. They got – hope they got some planks left because we need some.
I know. We got to make a run down here.
I know.
I'll talk to Gary here pretty soon.
Yeah. Oof. Anyway, they're really reasonably priced, and they'll put them in for you. They'll deliver for you. You can pick them up. They'll build your fences, and they'll paint fences. So just give them a call.
Whole 9 yards.
Tom, right, 293-1853. Now, also, Tuesday, now I know this is in advance, Tuesday, October 27th. At the Alltech Arena is the National Horse Show, and it really is. This show is about 100 years old, and it's a big deal. It was in Madison Square Garden for years, and then they moved it to New Jersey, where they didn't get many people show up. What people in New Jersey know. But anyway, it's here now. It was here last year. It's a five-day hunter jumper show event. They'll have hunter divisions, junior amateur owner jumpers, and the top open jumpers all around the world, and the McClay National Championship. That's a big deal. That's Tuesday, October 27th. Also that day, they're going to unveil, ooh, there's a bee.
That's not a bee, it's a wasp.
Oh, thanks. That's, yeah, no worries. Jeez.
I guess it is a bee.
Great Thoroughbred Champion racehorse, Cigar.
Russ, you run down to the car and get my 45 out of there, will you?
No, you're not allowed to kill bees. They're beneficial.
Yeah.
Shoo that thing out. Oh, it went out. Good. Susie's over here. Anyway, they did a statue of Cigar, and they're going to unveil it on Tuesday the 27th. Now, October 29th at the Campbell House, that's a Thursday, too. Everything's Thursday all of a sudden. Windstar Farm, Chief Operations Officer and President Elliot Walden will be the keynote speaker for the 13th Annual White Horse Awards. It's about community service and stuff, and he does a lot. He's president of the Board of Racetrack Chaplaincy of America in New York. So he does a lot of good stuff for those people. Let me think. Went to the New Vocations thing out at Mirworth Farm. Boy, that's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Susan left them buckets of money for that. And they don't have to worry about taking care of those things. They're going to live forever there. That's really wonderful. All right. Here we go again. Tom Durkin will be honored by the Thoroughbred Club of America at its 84th Testimonial Dinner at Keeneland Racecourse Tuesday, September 29th, a week from Tuesday. Did I just do that?
I think so.
Oh, well, go twice.
Getting a little redundant there.
Just a tad.
I've got it.
Don't forget all the Breeders' Cup tours and all the junk that's going on for Breeders' Cup. You can get all kind of tours.
All right. Well, in your search for a runner at Keeneland, why don't you look first to a farm with a great record for breeding runners? Edina Springs has been the nation's leading breeder 10 times. In recent months, some of the winners that bred and sold by Edina Springs include Judy the Beauty, winner last November of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, and she has increased her earnings to over $1,740,000 now. She was sold at Keeneland as a yearling by Edina Springs. So was Private Zone, North America's leading sprinter. He's earned over $2,608,000. Then Holy Boss, winner of Saratoga's Grade 2 Amsterdam, placed in Grade 1 stakes. He's earned over $400,000 and still going. That's just scratching the surface. But it should provide incentive to take a look at the Edina Springs September sales yearlings. Go to Barn 9 to see Adena Springs yearlings to buy Awesome Again, Macho Uno. There are two by Hardspun, another by Mine Shaft. The Awesome Again colt is a half-brother to Shaman Ghost, an Adena Springs colt that won this year's $1 million Queen's Plate. And a Hardspun colt is out of the Grade 1 winner and millionaire Life at 10 by Malibu Moon. No other consigner has topped the North American Breeders' List 10 times. So take a good look at the yearlings offered by number one Adena Springs. Barn 9, tomorrow at Keeneland.
Hear this. Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, on Monday, Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud agents offering a dozen yearlings, all by stallions that stand at Airdrie Stud. Now, you know, we've been telling you for years and years that the Airdrie stallions are your key to racing profit, and they are. Two are from the first crop by Grade 1 winner and millionaire Creative Cause, a son of Giants Causeway. Creative Cause holds the distinction of having defeated every horse he ever ran against. There's a colt by Divine Park, sire of the brilliant undefeated Grade 1 winner and millionaire Lady Eli. And a filly by Include, sire of 7 Grade 1 winners plus 13 others that have placed in Grade 1 stakes. There are three by Sprightstown's crack son Haynesfield, a Grade 1 winner of over $1,319,000. In fact, he won stakes at 2, 3, 4, 5, sound, doable. There are also three by Majestic Perfection, one of the fastest runners ever to step on a racetrack. And the sire of the 2015 Kentucky Oaks winner in his first crop, a three-year-old filly this year. Now, rounding out the consignment is a filly by Proud Citizen, sire of two Kentucky Oaks winners and an Eclipse Award winner. 14 very nice yearlings with strong black-type pedigrees from a farm that sent a steady procession of high-class stakes winners to the races. Red and C. Jones, Airdrie Stud, Barn 14, Monday. See the website, airdriestud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
We're starting 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Story of my life, running a little late.
Yeah, and a dollar short.
Yeah. And we had the fun time on the Thursday. We went out to new vocations over at Mirrorwork Farm. And, boy, I play that place has really changed in the last few years. We have with us Melissa King from New Vocations. I guess you get on a lot of these horses over there, don't you, Melissa?
Every single one of them, yes, that every comes through the program.
All of them?
At one point or another, yes.
Yeah. Well, we walked into the barn. Well, first thing of all, we used to live right next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the ones at Merriworth currently are not in training. Right now, we only have our rehab horses there.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes. Yeah. We actually keep about 20 to 25 horses on rehab at any given time.
Uh-huh.
So they're just sitting and waiting for their injuries to heal. And then once they're ready, then they'll go over to the where our training center is until we build the training center right there on Merriworth.
Okay. Oh, you're building a training center.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we've
now they're still the training horses are still out there where when Lisa was here.
What's all that about?
I don't know.
No,
probably
that Wayne Mackey.
Oh, I cannot hold him. I could not hold him.
Oh, yeah. Something.
He's bragging about it's a guy that raised, trained three Kentucky Oaks winners out here. We won't tell him to shut up.
No.
All of them for Burry Jones. But anyway, you made the show again, Wayne. Anyway, I'm talking to Melissa here, and we went in the barn out there, and as you said, it looked like an infirmary. I mean,
it is.
They obviously taken good care of.
Now, yes, yeah.
Now, there's a setup out there now, and maybe you can explain it a little clearer than I am, but a section of the farm right now is the old Millworth farm is devoted strictly to horses that were raced and bred by Millworth and are being retired to Millworth. And then there's the new vocation section, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
So, yes. So what had happened is when Susan Donaldson passed away, she has left the farm in a trust to be a sanctuary forever.
Uh-huh.
So there are three lawyers running the trust. The head trustee is here in Lexington. And so their whole purpose is to further her wishes. So they have already gone through and done tons of renovations, just bringing the farm up to date.
Wow, I tell you.
And I think they are almost, this winter, maybe the very last bit of renovations. So every horse, when Susan passed away, every horse on the farm, you know, any brood mares that had some value were sold to continue on breeding. Some of the racing stock was sold. And then everything else was kept, and they are retired there on the farm, and they will continue to live there on the farm until they pass on.
Now, so I understand that they even kind of keep track of those that are that they had sold and are running, and then
absolutely,
and they'll bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep. They've had a few come back once they were done racing, and they've retired them to the farm as well. I believe they have 120 to 140 retirees currently.
Yeah, I think that's what I was talking to Jimmy Boyd, who manages the place farm, and when we first turned in, it was very impressive because on the right there were a bunch of these old horses turned out there together, and they look great.
Oh, they're, yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy takes impeccable care of his fields.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
How old is the youngest?
Who's?
On the farm?
Of hers, of Susan's.
I'm actually,
we're going to get Jimmy on later and talk about
it.
Yeah,
because that's interesting.
Those could be there for another
15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At least.
Yeah.
Actually, well, I know he has a four or five-year-old of ours.
Oh, okay.
One that was a wobbler, and we tried to get him started in a new career, but he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody mentioned you had a 20 and up field.
Yes, the field front of the party is our geriatric field.
That's so cute. I love it.
Well, so as of right now, then the ones that you all have are the rehabs.
Yes. So they have granted us, the farm itself in entirety is 1,200 acres.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was that big.
Yes, it's huge. Stretches all the way from 64 down to Leestown Road. And so they have granted us an 85-acre parcel. And in addition to one of the existing barns, which is the barn that you all were in, that barn will always stay our rehab barn.
Uh-huh.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, when time takes away her horses, you all will bring in more, you reckon?
We will help the trust oversee the intake. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
because
nice.
We're already used to handling intake, we'll help oversee that.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Now, these rehab horses, do you think that you get, well, one of them had a bow. Which is, you know, that's nothing. Yeah,
I love I love bow tenders.
Yeah, right. I had the fox hunters in the country who had bows, you know, off the track horses, you know, including one Jackie used to ride. And, well, I guess he was pretty sound, wasn't he? Just slow. But he was real good. But anyway, you all are going to get, as soon as you get them the rehab sound enough and everything, then you're going to look for new homes for them.
Yep. And then they go in and start under saddle, and as soon as they're ready, we have an idea what they like to do, what they're going to be capable of doing, then we put them up for adoption.
But right now you don't have anything up for adoption.
Yes, no, we do.
Oh,
over
do?
At the training center on Haley Road, we have 20 to 22 in training currently.
Okay.
So that's in addition to the 25 or so we have on rehab.
Yeah. Now, are you getting on a lot of those over there?
The first ride on every single horse.
Oh, do you?
Before I decide which ones I'll continue riding and which ones will be okay for my interns to ride.
Oh, okay. Now, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fabulous. So, are you looking for horses now or just...
I mean, we are always open to taking in more horses. You know, that's our goal.
I've got two. They're not ready yet. They're both still in training, but I've got two friends that I've talked to, and they're nice people. And they've got a couple of two horses. One of them's a mare. I think she's six now. And then the other one, I think, is just a 3-year-old. And
Absolutely.
They want their sound, and they both got good heads, good minds.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, when the time comes, we'll holler at you.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to take them.
Yeah. Those are the kind that you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. Got to take a break, and we'll be right back to you. Well, last Sunday at the Cora, the Group 1 Vincent O'Brien National Stakes was won by Air Force Blue, a two-year-old colt. He's by Warfront. That same day, the Group 3 Bold Venture Stakes at Woodbine went to Stack Deck, four-year-old colt by First Samurai. Bred by Stone Farm, sold as a yearling at Keeneland for $490,000, Air Force Blue was a dominating winner, posting his second-graded stakes win on his way to a probable juvenile championship. He is one of 11 2015 stakes winners, six of them graded stakes winners, four grade one by Warfront. Now, Stack Deck was bred by Bruce Lunford. First Samurai is also the sire of Lee, a grade one winner that increased his earnings to more than $2 million with his second in the grade one Woodbine Mile. That was last Saturday. 2015 stakes winner Carve is by First Samurai. He's earned going on $1 million now. Get Happy Mister, a winner of graded stakes out of San Anita this year. And, of course, he sired three millionaires. Warfront and First Samurai, Stanley Claiborne Farm. Look for yearlings by the Claiborne sires at Keeneland. And for more information, get in touch with Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252. See the website at claibornefarm.com.
Now.
All right, now I want to talk about my good friends Hill and Reagan Parker. Let's in the real estate business. Been in the real estate business for over 12 years now, but they're horse people. I know that they're horse people, and they're helping real horse people. And if you're looking for a farm that you want to develop into a horse farm, or looking for just looking to find a horse farm, well, they can find a perfect place just for you, and they'll keep looking until they do find it. And they're really hard workers, and they're really great people to do business with. That's Hill and Reagan Parker, and of course, Hill's a licensed trainer, A-level pony clubber, and so forth. They've got listings now. Yeah, I'm going to give you that website in just a second, in Fayette and Bourbon, and Jessamine County, and Woodford, Scott, Clark. Outstanding variety of locations, sizes, and even more important, prices. And I tell you what, one of these days, Jackie and I are going to have to sell our little farm. We're getting it to up there a little bit, you know. And the first people that we will talk to will be Hill and Reagan Parker. Great people, and kind of people you want to do business with because you can trust them, and they work real hard for you. They got a nice farm over on Ironworks Road right now in Scott County. They've got another down in Paris. It's world-class, over 460 acres. Got one out on Pierce's Pike and Paynes Mill Road. Then another one in Versailles, one out on the Maysville Road. The one on Maysville Road is a part of the old Forest Retreat Farm, incidentally. And Forest Retreat, you may recall, when the Asbury family had that, raised a Kentucky Derby winner in Determined and an Oaks winner in Hailed Apache. It's just a 40-acre place with 12-star barn, beautiful house on there, 3,947 square feet, main house, got a chef's kitchen, vaulted ceilings, gorgeous place. So give them a call. Here's their phone number for Hill and Reagan Parker. It's 608-8039. It's an 859 number, 608-8039. And their website is lexhorsefarms.com. Lexhorsefarms.com. Well, English Channel is the sire of Interpol, who won last Sunday the Grade 1 Northern Dancer Turf Stakes. That's at Woodbine. Pope McLean Crestwood Farm Agents offering two yearlings by English Channel, a colt from Philly, Tamar, Keeneland, in the same consignment, or two by the factor, one of the fastest runners of his day. He ran 6 furlongs once in 106.4. Now, that's fast. And he's a multiple Grade 1 winner by Warfront. Then there's a filly by the top sire, Congrats, by A.P. Ender. Then that same day, you'll find a consignment in Barn 10, incidentally. You will find 6 yearlings by Hanson, undefeated champion 2 year old of his year, selling his agent for Dr. Kendall Lee Hanson, racinghanson.com, and earned over $1,810,000, Hanson did. And he's by Tappet, America's leading sire. They've raised more than 250 stakes horses over Crestwood Farm, including 2 fillies that earned over $2 million each. So they know how to raise a good horse. Barn 10, look them over. Be sure to ask about the Pope McLean Crestwood Farm yearlings in later sessions and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All righty.
I'm talking to Missy Klein from over at New Vocations, over at the old Mirrorworth Farm. I never met Miss Donaldson. I knew her dad, Walter, but I never was. But what a legacy she's left, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And she's buried there on the farm.
Yeah. Yes, right in front of where we had the party.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was a horse grave, and I went strolling up, and I, excuse me, sorry, didn't mean to tread upon.
Yeah, a bunch of those old horses, I remember a bunch of them from out there. They stood Ariel there at one time, it stood Heron. Who else did they stand? Sun Glow was standing there. It stood Invigorator. I can remember a lot of them. They bred, well over 100 stakes ones. They bred Discovery, by the way.
Oh, cool.
One of the all-time great studs for Alfred Vanderbilt. Gwen Vanderbilt. And, so a lot of history on that farm.
Absolutely. There's also right behind in that line of horse graves behind where we had the party. There, my favorite one is a horse named Display. Barbara Livingston was out taking photographs and actually pointed it out to us.
Son of Fair Play.
Yes, and that he was one of the meanest horses in history. And so I love that one. Yeah. That's the one I point out to everybody.
Okay. Well, he was the sire of Discovery, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but Discovery was a foal in 1931, and he had an unfortunate three-year-old season because he was in the same crop as Cavalcade. And how's that poem going?
Discovery something in the wake of Cavalcade.
Yeah, 20 grand is printed, and Sarazen is printed and 20 grand has stayed, and Discovery has glittered in the wake of Cavalcade.
Yeah,
but he went on to become a top weight carrier and won a, you know, champion older horse, you know, whereas Cavalcade did not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sure that doesn't interest you, but I just like to spout off.
No, absolutely. I love it.
Somebody mentioned when we were sitting at one of the tables, are you all by any chance working on a brochure that people could come and when they came and pick up because of all the horse stories and stuff like that?
We are not currently that far along to work on one with the history of Mirrorworth.
Yeah.
That will be something once our training center is up and running. That will be something we do plan to host more groups and tours and such. So for that, yes, then we'll be working on all that literature.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of history there.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful, beautiful farm.
Yeah. Walter was a pretty good guy. You know, he owned a little property in New York, like 3 acres of downtown New York.
That'll do.
Yeah. That's
well, what about you? Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Aha.
Cowgirl.
Where's your cowboy hat?
I actually don't wear hats very well.
Okay.
Helmets okay, but hats not.
How'd you get to, was your family in the horse business or anything?
No, not at all. No. Not at all. I came up and I went to college at Midway and studied with Mimi Porter doing therapy. Good. And then while I was in college, I started galloping and traveled around with the track for 10 years.
Yeah. Who were you with?
My gosh, who has many, many people. If I wanted to live in California, I would pick up, you know, take a job in California and move out there. And same thing, I went to Louisiana, Florida, New York, all over.
Galloping horses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the best thing you ever galloped?
My favorite is Yolanda B2 for Rick Violet. She ran, while I was riding her, she ran in, now I'm blanking. I know she ran second in the Cotillion. She ended up going into the Breeders' Cup Distaff. She didn't run well in the Distaff. And then came back, had a little bit of time off, and came back and won quite a few more stakes.
Good.
She was good a lovely filly. Stakes filly. Yeah.
Okay. So you're old, you don't look like you're... You look like you're about 15.
Yeah. Oh, I assure you, my bones and joints will tell you otherwise.
How long have you? You know, you can't ride that long without breaking something. How long have you been with New Vocations now?
For about 3.5 years now.
Okay.
And when I started there, I took on about 8 to 10 horses. Within 6 months, that creeped up to 15 to 20. And then the next thing I knew, we were at 30. And it's just kept every few months, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. So right now, we have about 50 at any given time here in Lexington.
Oh, and just here?
Just here. Just here in Lexington.
How many? Where did you start out? I mean, where was the new vocations locations you started with? Here in Lexington?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. At our, where we keep our training horses at a hunt seat boarding barn.
Okay.
And so then we still have our training horses there while we're building the new facility. So we started there, and then I got up to about 30 horses there, and we started running out of room. So we looked to expand and kind of outsource some of the rehab horses, because at that time I had both horses in training and some rehabbing. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted a good friend of mine who has a breeding farm named Sovereign Farm. Mm-hmm. And I asked her if she would be willing to squeeze in a few, just a couple rehabs. And then we very quickly increased that to about 10 rehabs at any given time with her. Yeah. I think actually as of this morning, I think we're at 12 rehabs with her.
Oh, okay.
And then, we started working with Mareworth. They had reached out to us, and at first we started with, they had an extra field, so we would put 4 to 6 of our long-term turnout horses, because some injuries like a suspensory tear needs, you know, just 6 months to sit in once they finished stall rest and mm-hmm. hand walking, then they need just 6 months to sit in a field and mm-hmm. let it heal.
Yeah.
And so it was very beneficial to be able to give them over to Mareworth to care for that 6 month period.
Yeah.
And we started out with that 2 years ago, and it went well, and you know, everybody got along. And so then we increased, you know, we just kept going with that and started talking a little bit more about how we can expand, and they wanted to be able to do more to further Susan's wishes. So they realized, you know, with the permanent retirees, they have a finite number that they can take in.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interested in partnering with us because together we can help so many more horses. Because for our program, they come in, they rehab, retrain, and then they get rehomed.
Yeah.
And so they're moving through the program and on into homes. Mm-hmm. So together we're hoping to help a lot more horses.
Okay. Well, that's great. Here's what we'd like you to do, if you could. You're welcome to come in here and talk anytime something happens out there, you know.
Absolutely.
But maybe once a month or something, if you just come over and give us a progress report on some
sure.
of these horses, and you know, well, look, so and so is ready for adoption, and
absolutely.
We adopted this horse out, and got, you know, Jackie sent you. She was training a filly out here that turned out to be a bleeder that she sent to New Vocations a few, mm-hmm. few years ago. And they found her home up in Michigan with this. She got her own little teenager
yes.
up there. And
she's a show star now.
She is a star, that mm-hmm. filly is. And she's coming down here.
Oh, yeah. Is she coming for one of the trials?
They're coming down one of the five, what do you call them? Four? I don't know.
One of the three-day events?
Three days, yes. Yeah. That always confuses me because they last 4 days. But but anyway, so jumping is a forte. They've done this little girl has done a marvelous job with her. And of course, she's got a home for life, which is what we wanted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And last weekend, we were able to host our very first New Vocations horse show at the Kentucky Horse Park.
Went big, I understand.
It went much bigger than we were anticipating. We were a little surprised by, you know, the outpouring of support for that show. We were completely blessed. We had over 450 entries and raised $10,000.
Wow.
We had the opportunity to use both the Rolex Arena and the Walnut Arena. Mm-hmm. But the most exciting was obviously, you know, for people to be able to go in and compete under the iconic Rolex, you know, cupolas in the Rolex Arena.
Oh, that's great.
Then
that's going to be an annual event, I assume.
Yes, yeah. Every year. And then tomorrow we're having our second annual Hunter Pace out at Shuffle Ridge Farm.
Okay.
And we
Nori Shuffle.
Yep, with Nori Shuffle. And we started it last year. It was a blast. And so that one is our fun show. we're all having fun.
Nora's great.
Yes, she is wonderful. Yeah. So we have that tomorrow. No pre-entries are required. You can show up and go run around the Hunter Pace course.
There you go. Okay. Well, listen, keep us in mind.
Absolutely.
And anytime you want to stop by and report something, or I'd like you to do it by once a month if you could.
Absolutely.
Just put me down so I got to go see those old poops out of here.
Oh.
All right.
I would love to. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks.
All righty. Well, Eclipse Award winner Close Hatches to the... Let me try this. From Eclipse Award winner Close Hatches to the undefeated 2-year-old Antoneau. First Defense has sent a steady procession of Superior Stakes winners to the races. Close Hatches, in addition to winning an Eclipse Award, also won the classic Mother Goose Stakes, 4 other Grade 1 events, and she earned over $2,700,000. Now, Antoneau won group stakes in France on September 8th. And easily outclassed her rivals by 2.5 lengths, her most recent win. That was her second start, and she's been named a rising star by Thoroughbred Daily News. They was named that after her debut. She won by 6.5 lengths. She's a filly with great potential. When you see a First Defense yearling walk under the sales ring out of Keenan, take a good look, because the chances are pretty darn good. You're looking at a runner. Same old's true for Mizzenmast, of course. He has sired 7 Grade 1 winners and the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races. First Defense and Mizzenmast stand at Judmont Farm. For more on these two top sires, call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Frey at 859-272-7629 and see the website at judmont.com. Well, Daily Racing Foreman, my Sunday edition, what is this?
College.
Oh, okay. All right. I gave you the wrong one. Cocked and Loaded, winner last weekend of the Grade 2 Iroquois Stakes. In stakes record time, was bred by Bob Austin and John Whitty, raised on products from McCauley Brothers. At Lawl, $100,000 Lawl Dash went to Spring in the Sky, bred by Phillips Racing Partnership, raised at Derby Dan. And the winner of the British Columbia Oaks, Heroes of Moore, was raised at Hartland Farm for breeders Myung Kwang Cho and June Park. Spring in the Sky and Heroes of Moore, also raised on McCauley products. So congratulations to all those. Through last weekend, horses raised on McCauley products had won 149 stakes this year. 76 of them were graded stakes. 25 of them were Grade 1 stakes. The folks at McCauley Brothers were the first in the nation to devote 100% of the time and research producing products exclusively for the horse. And those efforts have paid great dividends at the races and in the sales arena. Give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call at 859-873-3333 to learn more. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway for sales and see the website at MacaulayBros.com. McCauley Brothers, where for decades it has been all about the horse. Now I'll do the daily racing form. Boy, I didn't get my daily racing form. They haven't delivered it this morning. But I can always talk about the daily racing form because it's American's Racing's Bible. And I want to urge you to visit drf.com/breeding update and sign up for that, because you'll find in-depth breeding news and sales and auction coverage and a whole lot more. And you can get on the Tuesday edition. Every Tuesday they put out the North American Stakes results, and that's the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders, providing full details of all black type stakes winners in North America, including pedigrees, detailed progeny reports on the female family, information on the winning sire, and so forth. So that's what you can get from the Daily Racing Form. Of course, everybody knows the Daily Racing Form. I was raised with it. And that goes back away, and I still buy it regularly. And the Daily Racing Form is racing's Bible,
and it's just a great product, and I don't see how racing could survive without it. So get your copy of the Daily Racing Form today. The Sunday edition is on the newsstands, and, of course, the Saturday edition is packed full of past performances and articles by some of the top sports writers in the country. Daily Racing Form, America's Bible.
Everyone in the 55-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington. And when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally van is in tip-top condition and that the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and an experienced horseman. And that's why, for over 60 years, a Sally van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lelis.
All righty, well, we've got the feature race down in Churchill Downs today, I believe, is the Grade 3 Dogwood, and I've got Steve Moody with us. Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Arsenal.
It's a beautiful morning. Great day for a football game if it don't get rained on today.
Yeah, it looked like forecast I saw that it was kind of a spotty kind of a thing, and might get a little bit and you might not, so we'll have to hope for the latter.
Yeah, it's supposed to get a little windy. I hate that. But anyway, how do you think it's going to go?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are all over the moon about beating somebody that we haven't beaten 28 years, but I think we got a chance. We, truth be told, we should have beat them last year. We had it right there in our hands and let it get away. But I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. If they can win tonight, then they could be
bowl bound.
They could be in the midst of a big breakout here.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, it's an important game. I wish they didn't last so darn long. I can't last that long. I haven't seen a second half yet. I spit out the bit along about halftime, but anyway. All right, well, let's get down to racing. The Dogwood's the feature. Who's going to win it today?
Well, it's a full field of 12 that were drawn for the Dogwood, which is it's the ninth race today. Of course, Churchill's running downs after dark, so this race won't be run until probably around 10 o'clock. But it's three-year-old fillies, of course, going 7 furlongs. And pretty well-matched group. A few you could make a case for. I ended up landing on the 5 horse, Ursel, Super Majesty. It's kind of hard to overlook what she had done. She won with just consummate ease in her first 2 starts, and then got sent off 30 cents to the dollar and an optional claimer out at Del Mar. She was battled all the way start to finish that day, just got beat the nose right on the wire. She's came out of that race apparently in good shape. She's got a nice series of sharp works for Jerry Hollendorfer, and I guess he just maybe brought her here because he's going to be here for the sale, and not really sure, but if she runs back to her first couple, well, really any of her 3 starts, it's going to be very tough. She's got good speed, figures to be up either on or near the lead all the way. And Alex Elise is coming in from the West Coast to ride her. So I think she's the horse to beat. Huasca, the 8 horse, I think is another one that you got to take a look at. Horse having a solid year. If she takes to the Churchill surface, he's got a big chance. Eddie Castro comes in to ride her for Efren Loza. And then Sweet Swingin' seven horse is maybe a horse to look at a little price. Filly by Street Sense coming in after a couple of months off for Dale Romans. And, you know, he's been going good lately. So this one, 12 to 1 in the morning line, maybe can get in there for part of it at a decent price. But Super Majesty, if she runs back to her prior form, I think she's going to be tough to handle. So we're going to go 5-8-7 in the Dogwood.
5-8-7 in the Dogwood. Okay. SEC Network tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It'll be just like last week. It'll be, I assume, it'll be Brent Musburger and the boys.
Okay, all right. All right, my friend, thank you so much. It's Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. You can go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, and pick up your copy. And wherever they sell a daily racing form, you'll find it. Okay. Thank you so much, Steve. We'll talk to you next week, and go Cats.
All right, Ursula.
Well, DeHare and Indadab have both proven their ability to sire graded stakes winners, and Albertus Maxman has already sired a stakes winner in his first crop, 2 year-olds this year. DeHare sired the multiple graded stakes winner Gypsy Robin in his first crop, sharing over $598,000, and he has gone on to sire an impressive 14% stakes horses from starters. His Mam Duha has won the 2015 renewal of the Correction Stakes, and she's also placed in the Grade 2 Distaff and the Grade 3 Vagrancy, all three races in New York, by the way, and she's earned over $325,000 to date. Indadab counts Greater Good, a multiple graded stakes winner, more than $546,000, and Head Heart Hoof, a graded stakes winner, over $519,000 among his top runners. Here's an interesting stat for Indadab. Over 84% of his foals make it to the races, so he sires sound horses, and 12% of them that make it to the races win a place in stakes. The first starter from the first crop, Albertus Maximus, won stakes. That's a grand beginning for the winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. All three, of course, stand at Shadwell Farm. Why don't you call Kent Barnes over at Shadwell Farm? He's a stallion manager there, and the phone number, 859 number, 224-4585. Ask him about breeding incentives. He'd be glad to talk to you, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit brisnet.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
September 12 at Churchill Downs, the Grade $250,000 Iroquois Stakes. That was for 2 year-olds going a mile and 16th. And it was won by Cocked and Loaded, a 2 year-old colt by Colonel John. Bred by Bob Austin and John Whitty, Cocked and Loaded won his first start at Keeneland, followed that with a win in the Tremont Stakes at Belmont and a score in the Iroquois. A win and you're in for the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Brought his earnings to over $250,000. Colonel John ranks second only to Pioneer of the Nile, his stablemate at Windstar Farm, among all third crop sires. Colonel John won both the Grade 1 Travers and the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, and he earned over $1,779,000. He's by the Great Tiz now. Take a close look at the Colonel John yearlings at Keeneland. Don't overlook those from the first crop by Jim Ologist, another Grade 1 winner by Tiz now, who stands at Windstar Farm. Jim Ologist won the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes as a 2 year-old, came back and won the Grade 1 Wood Memorial at 3. In fact, he won his first 5 career starts. For more on the stallions at Windstar Farm, get in touch with Kyle Wilson or Sean Tugel or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
All righty. They're running a bunch of big stakes today, including Pennsylvania. It's a big day up there. They're running the $1 million cotillion at Parks. It's a Grade 1 race. And also running the Pennsylvania Derby. It's a great $2 million race there. And a great 3-gallon Bob. I don't know if you remember Gallant Bob or not, but goes without saying, and I can remember him. goes back a little bit, not too bad. It's like yesterday to me. He's a foal in 1972. He was a champion sprinter. Gallant Bob was of 19 as a 3-year-old. That year, he was a pretty effective kind of a sprinter, too. I think he ran 18 times and went 14 races as a 3-year-old, which is not bad for a horse. He didn't have the greatest pedigree in the world, but he wasn't by. He was by Gallant Romeo, who... Well, Gallant Romeo did all right. I'll talk about him in just a minute, but let's talk a little bit about Gallant Bob. Ended up his career, he went in 23 of his 77 starts, but with 11 seconds and 8 thirds, and he won $489,000. As a 3-year-old, in 18 starts, as I said, he had 14 wins. He won the Patriot, the Sword Dancer, the Olympia, the Annapolis, the W.P. Bird Stakes, the Squire Stakes, the Centennial Stakes, the Select Handicap, the Philpott Stakes, the Penny Treaty Stakes, the Kelso Stakes, the Flintlock Stakes, the Fairmont Park Stakes. Wasn't run at Fairmont Park, though. It was run at Garden State. He won the Zev Stakes. 14 stakes he won that year. I don't know if anybody's done better than that. Came back at 4 and won the Pomona and the Phoenix out of Keeneland. Of course, that was for the second time that he won that. And as a 5-year-old, he went second in Placeton Stakes and ran third in the Carter, of course, which is one of the top sprint stakes. Raced through age 7. He was a gelding. I don't know how he ended up. His dam was a mare named Will-O-Wisp, a new policy. She'd been a pretty good producer. Well, better than pretty good. She was the dam also of a Lucky Legend and Louisiana Slew and Table Policy. All of those were stakes winners. She was a grand dam of Avey's Cover Girl. She was also the grand dam, I guess it'd be great grand dam, because her daughter Manduria, an anomalous ruler filly, had placed in stakes, produced Mandy's Gold, who was quite a runner, if you remember. She was by Gilded Times, went over $1 million, won a grade one ruffian and a bunch of other stakes races. Very interesting kind of a pedigree. All that's under the Will-O-Wisp, the first dam of Gallant Bob. Second dam was by Oil Capital, a mare named Miss Willow. Oil Capital stood over at what was in Crown Crest, which farm, which is now, Dixiana. It was originally a part of Dixiana with the sold and several times, and now it's back in Dixiana again. And she was the dam of Miss Willow, was also the dam of Willow Drive by Inverness Drive. I don't remember if you remember Inverness Drive or not, but I remember him very well because I bred a mare to him. Got a pretty good, nice kind of a horse to him. He stood over at Mill Ridge Farm. He was by Crozier, who, if you recall, had run second to Carryback in the Kentucky Derby. Crozier was by My Babu, who... stood at Spencery Farm for Mr. Combs. Crozier was also, I guess, the best thing he ever sired was Precisionist, which was a pretty good kind of a horse. Willow Drive had won the Bashford Manor Stakes. Horse that I bred by him, I bred a little Carryback mare to him and got a nice little chestnut colt that I named the Fugitive, and I sold him to Bob Murray and Buck Dyfel. Bob had owned the... And founded I can't remember the name of the darn restaurant now. Boy, I tell you what, getting bad. Good friend of mine, and I sold him to do it. Charlie Wise was training for him at that time, and Bob. And Buck bought a bunch of horses from him. In fact, they bought everything out of that mare, a mare named Duck Out the Door by Carryback. Anyway, but Miss Willow was also, besides Willow Drive, at Four Fingers, who won the Mayflower Stakes, sent him down to Argentina with a stud horse down there. Had a stakes place horse by No Robbery of Philly. It was a pretty good producer, too. Her name was Hand Cow Willow. And no robbery stood over Ben Walden Sr. He was a Green Tree bred, son of Swaps. Anyway, well, it was an interesting kind of a pedigree. And Gallant Bob, the sire of Gallant, Gallant Romeo, the sire of Gallant Bob, stood at the Stallion Station back when Lou Daugherty and Harold Snowden had it. And it was out of a mare named Juliet's Nurse. And Gallant Romeo had been the best thing he ever sired two champions other than Gallant Bob. He got My Juliet. It was a great race mare. And he also elocutionist who won the Preakness. So it was a pretty good kind of a sire. He sired 42 stakes winners, which is pretty good. That was back when they limited studs horses, you know, to 40, 45 mares, about all the number of mares that they would breed to them. And he was out of a mare named Juliet's Nurse by Count Fleet that belonged to Mr. J. Graham Brown. She had won stakes and was a great producer. Went on to be a brood mare of the year. She was the dam of Run for Nurse, the son of Hasty Road, and won a passel of stakes, including the Ben Ally out of Keeneland. She was also the dam of Gallant, besides Gallant Romeo and him, Woozum, who's a Hail to Reason filly. It was a very fine stakes winner and a stakes producer as far as that goes. She was the sire of the dam of Fighting Sherry. This is a family of Full Out, who was a pretty one, the Sapling Grade 1, 2-year-old stakes. Family of Southern Run, Wild Colony. Very good family. All right, let's see. Let me do a commercial here. There's an open house over at Spendthrift Farm today. If you want to look at the stud horses, now's your opportunity. It's open from 1 to 3. Going to be open throughout the Keeneland sale. Now, it's never too early to make plans for the next year's breeding season, so go take a look at the stallions there. They offer a wide variety of bloodlines, and the folks will do everything in their power to accommodate you. Be sure to ask about the popular breeding programs, though, that were originated by Spendthrift Farm, programs that have earned the farm the reputation of being the breeder's farm. The Spendthrift Share the Upside program and Breed Secure program have proven to be immensely popular with breeders. And as a result, the stallions there receive every opportunity to become successful sires. Now, starting tomorrow with Keeneland's Book 3, you'll find yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions Arch, 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 Dominus, The End of Mischief, Lion of David, Malibu Moon, Patio Prada, Temple City, Tisway, Warrior's Reward, Wilburn. All of them are available for your inspection during the open house. Also, the younger stallions are also there for you to take a look at. So call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and take a look at the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Let's see. What am I doing here? I've got something that I wanted to look at. Oh, yeah. I'll give you a list of the stakes, graded stakes races that are being run today. And a bunch of them, as usual. As I talked about earlier, the grade in Pennsylvania, the grade one cotillion stakes is the feature there. It's got a big field. That's what happens when you've got a $1 million pot. The 3-year-old filly is going a mile and a 16th. And, that's a wonderful field. Terra's Tango, Desert Valley, Embellish the Lace, Stroke Play, Take Charge, Brandy, Pangburn, Peace and War. I'm a Chatterbox. I guess she's going off. It's the daughter of Munnings. I guess she's going to be the favorite. Although Embellish the Lace is a Super Saver filly. She's a tough filly. Keen Pauline, Calamity Jane, and Eskin for Money. And Don't Forget About Me. Rounding out the field there of 12 in the cotillion. The $1 million Pennsylvania Derby is also on the card. For 3-year-olds going a mile and an eighth. This is drawing a field of 10. War Story, Island Town, Frosted. Iron Fist, made from Lucky, Gimme Dilute, Tommy Macho, Bell Midway, Upstart, and Mr. Z golden that one. And then the Gallant Bob, we were just talking about Gallant Bob. It's got a field of 8 sprinters, going 6 3-year-olds, going 6 furlongs for a $300,000 pot. Always Sunshine Recount, Limousine Liberal, Trouble Kid, Catalina Red, and Hebronville, and Grand Bill, and Bayard. Now, let's see. The Commonwealth Derby Grade 2 is a feature at Law. It's drawn a field of 8. The Commonwealth Cup Stakes Grade 2 is also at Law today with a field of 7. There's the Hollywood Casino at Charlestown. I always just call it Charlestown. Charlestown today, we all know what the hell it is. It's a Grade 3 race, and it's drawn a field of 6. The Noble Damsel Stakes at Belmont Park is a Grade 3 race. It's drawn a field of 9 in that. The Dogwood Stakes, we talked about that earlier with Steve Moody. It's a Grade 3 race for 2-year-old fillies. Nope, 3-year-old fillies going 7 furlongs. Tonight, off the post time for that is 10:11. Whew, that's way past my bedtime. And then they run into Charlestown's Oaks, which is a Grade 3, and it's drawn a field of 6. Of course, at Kentucky Downs today, there are three stakes, all of them with two of them with $300,000 pot, one with a $200,000 pot, and the Fazy Tipton Ladies Turf Stakes, and it's for 3-year-olds and up. Fillies and mares going a mile on the turf. The Philly Fazy Tipton Ladies Marathon Stakes, fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up going a mile in 5/16, and then the Dueling Grounds. The Dueling Grounds Oaks is a $200,000 pot with a field of 12 going there, full field, $300,000 pot, $200,000 pot on that. So big racing down there at the old Dueling Grounds, Kentucky Downs down there today. All right, winners trained at the Thoroughbred Center that won races doing since last week's show and had a whole passel of them, had 4 one night at Indiana. Let's see. Paul Garcia won one at Indiana Downs. Brian Michael had a winner at Indiana Downs. Matt Frazier, who trains quarter horses out here, he also trains thoroughbreds. He was out here fussing. He's had about 15 seconds or something up there, and he was telling me last week, Ursel, you got to start announcing the trainers of horses that run second, too, you know. And then he took one up there and won an $80,000 stake, so that ought to shut him up for a while. Congratulations, Matt. Dan Pitts trained one, Eduardo Caramori, Travis Short, Chuck Peary, Michael Ann Ewing. I throw that Ann in there because I see Michael Ewing, everybody thinks he's a man, but I think her daddy wanted a boy. Tommy Short, Tom Bergen, Bobby Sturgeon, Scooter Hughes, and Brian Michael. Well, that music means it's time for me to spit out the bit. Stay tuned now for Cameron Mills. Thank you, Tim, down at the studio. Thank you, Ressi, here at the clocker stand with me, and we will talk to you next week.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?